This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've got a little bit of breaking news, not medical news, not political news, which is maybe why everybody's so interested in this piece of news. It's the Ryan Lochte robbery news that has been making headlines, and I think everybody's like all interested in the whole Ryan Lochte thing, not because we're really interested in Ryan Lochte, but because we're so sick of politics, we're so sick of the economy, we're so sick of all the other news. So the latest we're getting from New York Daily News that came out about 10 minutes ago is that the Olympic teammates lied, as well as Ryan Lochte, about the robbery because they were covering up a brawl that happened at a gas station bathroom. According to New York Daily News, Ryan Lochte and his U.S. swimming teammates lied and used cash to pay for the damages to cover up an incident at a gas station bathroom, according to Brazilian police officials. Now, again, I don't know who to believe at this point. Lochte, along with fellow swimmers Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, Jimmy Fagan, stopped at a gas station in the Rio suburb of Barra de Tijuca at about 6 a.m. on Sunday. One of the swimmers tried to open the door of an outside bathroom, and after finding it locked, the swimmers allegedly pushed on the door and broke it. An armed security guard confronted the swimmers, and a fight ensued. The guard's gun was never used, and the swimmers ended up paying cash to cover up the damages caused at the gas station before leaving. Now, the reason why I'm shocked by all this is, didn't Ryan Lochte admit to peeing in the Olympic pool? Okay, I mean, he obviously doesn't have a problem doing public urination. So why such an urgency to break down a bathroom door? I don't get this. Again, I have no idea if this is a lie. This is just the Brazilian officials trying to make this up. Lochte has returned to the United States, and he returned back to the United States before the judge ordered that his passport be seized. The other three swimmers weren't as lucky. Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Fagan, they two of them were actually taken off the plane, and they had to go to the police station and talk to authorities. So currently they are meeting with Brazilian law enforcement today. Bentz and Conger have been released by local authorities with the understanding that the discussions would continue. Conger and Bentz told police that the robbery story had been fabricated. Okay, now, you see, the only problem with that is, were they forced to? How do we know? I mean, look, right now, they're kind of trapped in a country and can't get back home. So I'm kind of intrigued by this myself. It is so nice to not have to talk about Hillary and Trump and, Medicare and the insurance exchanges. This is kind of cool. But it's a shame because it's kind of scary. We have no idea if they were held up, and because somebody mentioned something, the Brazilian government is now going through all these, all these efforts to, avoid an international incident and their name being sullied. Or did these guys do something wrong, and then, they're blaming the Israeli police. This wouldn't have even happened, okay? They would have stopped the Lochte from peeing in the pool if the Israeli police were involved. They say Lochte was seen with his girlfriend, Kayla Reed, Wednesday, not long after a Brazilian judge ordered his and the other passport seized as authorities investigated their claims that they were held up at gunpoint.
All right, now, sorry.
I'm already kind of bored with the whole story myself now. What happens if they really did lie? Okay, I mean, if they really did, or even if they didn't really lie, but the Brazilian police say they did, it is punishable by up to 6 months to 3 years in jail. They could be fined, but they could serve jail time. That's filing a false police report. The 12-time Olympic medalist Lochte defended his teammates in a Wednesday interview with Matt Lauer, claiming that the robbery occurred amid growing speculation about the fateful night. Lochte initially said that the armed men approached the taxi and that one of the men pointed a gun to his head. He later backtracked on some of those details and remained adamant that they had been robbed. Lochte said that the swimmers did not contact Olympic officials because they were afraid they'd get in trouble. Authorities said they've been unable to find the taxi driver or any witnesses, and that the swimmers were too drunk to remember any key details, such as the color of the taxi from the night of the attack. The incident brought scrutiny for Rio, obviously, which has dealt with a lot of perceptions of inadequacy and inadequate security around the games. Inadequacy with the pool, inadequacy with controlling Zika, inadequacy on a lot. Now, by the way, now they're saying that one of the pool lanes, the current was different in one of the Olympic pool lanes, and that could have robbed some people of their Olympic wins. I didn't know that a current could be different in each lane if it starts out. What effects? I mean, maybe the air conditioning. I don't know. So that's very interesting. Here's my thing with this all. When they said they were, and I just have to talk about this because it's so nice to not talk about medical for like a quick second. Although we could probably make some psychological case with this. When they said a gun was pointed to them and they had to get on the ground, nobody ever described them being told to get out of the taxi. Nobody described what was the taxi driver doing during all this time. Did the taxi driver also have to get out? Did the taxi driver also have to get on the ground? You know, I mean, maybe they were robbed, you know, maybe somebody, you know, but, you know, then why the story? Now, I understand everybody saying, well, they were drunk. Okay, so maybe they don't really recall the story. But another thing that's very odd is the gas station manager said he looked at the footage and Ryan Lochte was never at the gas station. So now what's all this about a gas station brawl? So obviously they need to get the poop together, but to be honest, I really don't know what to think because, you know, why would they? Guys don't have to break down a door to go to the bathroom. They have no problem going to the bathroom anywhere. I'm sorry. Listen, I got sons. I mean, they'll just, you know, pee wherever they have to. Unless somebody had to poop. So that's the evidence. The poop. They could actually literally go through the plumbing and get evidence if they need to. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Big non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm on the show Doug McIntyre in the morning a lot. Great group, Doug McIntyre and T. Ray Elmer. And apparently there's a headline because they did an interview with Dr. Drew Pinsky. And Dr. Drew is, quote-unquote, gravely concerned about Hillary Clinton's 1950s-level health care. And so, again, I didn't want to have to talk about politics. I have to talk about health. I have to talk about politics. But, you know, because the study kind of combines them both, we'll get through it. And I'll give you my opinion on this, because this is important. Okay, we're talking about possible future president. She's still ahead in the polls. And there's been a lot of questions about her health. And now we have Drew Pinsky weighing in, TV personality, Dr. Drew Andrew Pinsky. said on McIntyre in the Morning that he was gravely concerned about her health and the treatment she's received. Now, remember, he's a board-certified internist. He and another doctor reviewed her medical evaluations. And he said, based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned not just about her health, but her health care. Both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in a doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. She's receiving sort of 1950 level care by our evaluation. Later in the interview, Dr. Drew mentioned that Mrs. Clinton suffered from two episodes of deep vein thrombosis, which are blood clots, and many people get these, you know, there. It's where, you know, you get a clot or your blood is hypercoagulable. Could be from lack of movement, could be from a cancer, could be from you just, you know, having the genetic tendency to make clots. She had two episodes of DVT, and he says she also has hypothyroidism. That doesn't worry me that much. A lot of people have hypothyroidism. She's been treated for it, taking Armour Thyroid. Armour Thyroid is unconventional, he says, and something we used to use back in the 1960s. He said, by the way, wow, Armour Thyroid sometimes has some weird side effects. Armour Thyroid, I still see a lot of people take. In fact, it was actually very difficult to get. It's a more natural form of, it's a more, you know, natural way to supplement your thyroid. But I do see a lot of people take it that prefer that form. Maybe they can't get their levels balanced using the pharmaceutical grade, so they use Armour Thyroid and they seem to do better. So I'm not overly worried about that. I am concerned about her ability to form clots. I am. He says, so she goes on Coumadin. That's weird. He says Coumadin really isn't even used anymore. Now we use Eliquis or Xarelto, things like that. He said certainly the presidential candidate would get one of the newer anticoagulants. Then she falls, hits her head, and as a complication of that, has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is an exceedingly rare clot. He said, I've only seen one of these in my career, which is a clot in the collecting system for the cerebral spinal fluid, and it essentially guarantees that somebody has something going wrong with their coagulation system. Well, she's had two clots and a transverse sinus thrombosis, and this is something that we talked about on my show also, where once somebody starts to perform, you know, have multiple clots, we look at things that could unfortunately put them at risk of clots, you know, birth control pills, which we don't think she's on, postmenopausal estrogen possibly could cause her to have clots, smoking could cause her to have clots, inactivity could cause her to have clots, having underlying cancer, malignancy could cause a person to have clots, or being in a hypercoagulable state or something wrong with the coagulation system. Then he says Armour Thyroid is associated rarely with hypercoagulability, so the very medicine the doctors, he says, are using may be causing the problem. And he says they're using an old-fashioned medicine to treat it. What is going on with her health care? He said, it's bizarre, I got to tell you. Maybe they have reasons, but at a distance it looks bizarre. There ought to be some sort of standard for people that are going to lead the country or are going to make these important decisions. He says another issue that has gravely concerned, this was Dr. Drew on Doug McIntyre in the Morning, is that Miss Clinton had to wear prism glasses after she fell and hit her head, suffering from a concussion in 2012. That is brain damage. That is affecting her balance. Now, clearly it hasn't affected her cognition, but tell us a little more about that. That's profound. And then he says, number two, when they screened her for heart disease, they did an old-fashioned screen. He says, it just seems like she's getting care from somebody that she met in Arkansas when she was a kid, and you've got to wonder, he says. He says, you've got to wonder, it's not so much that her health is a grave concern, it's that the care she's getting could make it a concern. So obviously there's been a lot of speculation about what he's saying. You know, I am a little concerned about, you know, I mean, I've seen you know, her, you know, need assistance, okay, but I mean, here I am, I mean, I'm in my 40s, and when I go down the stairs with my knees being shot, I need some assistance. And, you know, face it, she wouldn't be the first president who, you know, had medical issues in office. Woodrow Wilson allegedly had a stroke, and his wife was taking over most of the duties, FDR, JFK. And so, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying, you know, one side or the other here, okay, you know, just medically trying to be apolitical. I am concerned. And, you know, do we, and this is a discussion that we always bring up, is it our business? You know, do we have a right
to know our, you know, the medical conditions of our, you know, commanders in chief. You know, how much privacy do they get? All right, you know, do we say, okay, well, we're allowed to know about anything above the waist, but below the waist is private? Well, what if she has gynecological cancer? Is that something that the American people need to know? You know, how much privacy, what rights does the President of the United States have? But, if you know, so on one hand, you know, do they deserve the rights to privacy that we all deserve when it comes to our health? Or on the other hand, if she's leaving the country, do we have a right to know who we're hiring? Now, very interesting, you know, you're not, you know, supposed to, in a job interview, start going into medical history. So if somebody's pregnant, if somebody has, you know, certain medical issues, you can't use that to prevent them from getting a job. But we're talking President of the United States. We're also talking about some mismanagement when she was Secretary of State. So personally, I think when it does come to, you know, protecting our country and you know, being able to, you know, adequately and competently, you know, do your duties, I think it's extremely important. Now, many people have told me, you know, being devil's advocate, well, that's what a vice president's for. Okay, you know, that's what the cabinet's for. You know, I beg to differ, okay? We are not voting for her vice president. We are not voting for, you know, just like with Trump Pence. Yes, we're very happy Pence is involved, but the you know, focus is on Trump. The focus is on Hillary. And so, you know, I was worried. I mean, she looks like when she's doing her speeches, she looks coherent. She looks healthy. A couple times she didn't. And I know one of our listeners said you got to look at her, some of her latest clips. But I think what we need to do is, if she makes it to the debate without getting arrested, and again, I still don't understand what the heck is going on with the emails and the FBI and the Department of Justice. That all really confuses me. You know, and then there's reports that somebody who revealed her medical records was killed. So, well, I don't think we know, you know, what the heck is going on. I think what we, you know, she's 68 years old. So 68, you know, used to be old. Now she's still in her prime. I mean, you know, middle age, you know, 45 to 65. So now she's 68. She could still go a good few decades. So many people have asked about her age. You know, Donald Trump is older. He's 70. Doesn't look it. I got to tell you, wow, I cannot wait to get plastic surgery. I doubt they get, you know, I don't know if they get plastic surgery, but as far as I'm concerned, man, I hope I look as good as both of them do in their 70s, because the people in my family, we age poorly. But, you know, I think we'll see a lot during these debates. You know, I mean, when, you know, gosh, these debates last 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I mean, I hope they allow her time to pee, because I'd have to pee. I hope Trump gets to pee. I'm sure his prostate's big. But, I think we'll be able to pick up a little bit more on any medical issues with that. I think a 3 hour debate, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if they shorten the debate. You know, when they make these campaign speeches, they go out there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You may not be able to evaluate a lot. So, you know, when it comes to the privacy of a president, I mean, you know, I'm sure we're going to be told about her pap smears. I don't want to hear about it. I'm sure we're going to be told about her mammograms. And I, you know, I'm still not sold that we need to hear about that. But if she possibly has cancer, if she possibly has a condition that you know, could interfere interfere with her duties, that's a concern. But you know, let me, you know, we got to be honest here. Look at what happened with John McCain. Did his melanoma history really hurt his chances? I don't think anybody cared if he had melanoma or not. They said he was melanoma clear. You know, I either way, what I'm saying is the health history may not be what really drives the poll numbers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so doctors are reporting a first case, maybe two cases, of Zika transmission via blood transfusion. Okay, this is something that we have been dreading to hear, and my guess is it's been happening for a while, but we're being told of two possible cases now linked to the same case, so I'll tell you what's going on. So, doctors believe that a blood donor passed along
Zika. Remember, Zika's mosquito-borne. So you get Zika by being bit by a mosquito, but now we're also finding you could get it through sex and through getting transfusions, or and also transplacentally. So doctors believe a blood donor passed along the virus in late January to two hospitalized patients who needed transfusions. They say this data shows evidence for Zika virus transmission by means of blood platelet transfusion, according to a team led by Dr. Iara Mota of the Jose Alcanar Gomez de Silva National Cancer Institute in Rio de Janeiro, and Brian Spencer of the American Red Cross in Dedham, Massachusetts. They say, according to researchers, the donor alerted the local blood bank of symptoms, rash, eye pain, joint pain, that had developed 2 days after the donation. Lab tests confirmed that the blood was contaminated with Zika. However, in the meantime, the blood had already been transfused to two patients, a 54-year-old woman with a bone marrow disorder called myelofibrosis, and then a 14-year-old girl battling leukemia. The Zika strains from the donor and the two recipients were a match, so the evidence appears to, quote, strongly favor transfusion as a source of infection, according to authors reported August 17th in the New England Journal of Medicine. And as often occurs, neither of the patients who received the donated blood came down with symptoms of Zika, so they didn't know, and it didn't appear to hurt them. So, health officials right now in the United States have already been preparing for that. In March, the FDA approved an experimental test to check blood donations for the Zika virus. The availability of an investigational test to screen donated blood for Zika obviously is a huge step. Dr. Peter Mark said it's an important step forward in maintaining the safety of our nation's blood supply. So wherever Zika virus transmission occurs, they say blood collection establishments will be able to continue to collect blood and use the investigational screening test, minimizing disruption to the blood supply. Well, there's already been a disruption because two counties in Florida had to stop collecting. The FDA also recommends that anyone who has traveled recently to an area where the Zika virus is active refrain from donating blood. Here's the thing. Okay, we're talking about a 14-year-old girl with leukemia. You know, if there's no other blood around, you want to give her blood. I get that. But, you know, we still don't know enough about Zika. We don't know enough about how long it lasts, stays in the system. You know, we're being told that now in semen, Zika will sit there for about 188 days. Okay, well, I don't know if it sits there. I don't know if it moves around. I don't know if it swims around. I don't know what it does. But when I heard that it went from 91 days to now 188 days, that tells me we're looking at a virus that could act very, very similarly to herpes, to varicella, to hepatitis. And what do all those viruses do? They stay with the body for life. And what did we learn from Ebola? We learned that Ebola could quiesce, okay, appear to be gone and go away, and then unfortunately surface back up a year later in the brain, in the eye. So I wouldn't be surprised if Zika is that type of virus. Now, what's so scary that nobody's really touching upon that we need to is if a young kid gets Zika, let's say a 14-year-old girl, will she later, in her 20s, when she decides to give birth, you know, possibly have complications? Will the Zika reactivate? You know, right now we're thinking that the Zika is self-limited, that it dies off in about 7 to 10 days, nobody feels anything, and everything's fine. But having a silent baby killer, possible virus that doesn't quiesce, that doesn't self-limit and can stay alive in bodily fluids for a while, is pretty scary. So what I think they need to do immediately, they need to do a bunch of things immediately. One is got to get that vaccine, okay? And then we may have to vaccinate all young women, all right, against Zika. We wouldn't have to vaccinate the men if all women are vaccinated, because if a man then gives her Zika and she's vaccinated, but we talk about Guillain-Barré and some of the neurological systems, why not? You know what? Just give everybody the vaccine. I'm for that, okay? But first, let's make the vaccine. Number two is we need to really do studies on how long Zika's in the system. I mean, we need to find children with microcephaly and that have Zika and see, do they still carry it? Or did the Zika, after it caused birth defects, leave or die and just leave the birth defects? We need to look at the moms. And there's ways to see if they have active virus.
There's ways to do the DNA or RNA sequencing. They could do that. So any mom that has had a child with Zika or with birth defects, you know, test her and see if she has active Zika in the blood. Now, I don't know what studies are going on, but this is very, very frustrating and very, very scary, because once people do understand the gravity of the situation and how gravely, you know, dangerous this could be, they may not want blood or transfused blood. You thought HIV scared the hell out of them. This is going to scare a lot of people if they think they're going to have babies possibly with neurological deficits, you know, during their whole childbearing years. Right now, let me though be very, very clear. Right now, we have no evidence that that is the case. We believe that if a mom is infected during a certain period of time during a pregnancy, the baby then can be affected. But we are assuming that that virus is self-limited. We're assuming that you are safe afterwards. We're assuming that it doesn't sit there and live in bodily fluids. I'm, however, trying to piece together these little bits and pieces of evidence, hearing Zika is in the semen of somebody for 188 days. Now, you know, being a scientist, you always have to look at all the different possibilities of the pathway. So let's take a look at these men. You have two men who had Zika in their semen for over 6 months. Okay, one thing I have to do as a scientist is go, well, wait a second. Is it the same strain, the same exact strain, the same exact virus that has lived for the 6 months, or did they get reinfected? Now, if they got reinfected, okay, then we go down one pathway. But if it's the exact same strain, I think that is extremely serious. And that's semen. That's not even blood. Okay, if something is evident in other bodily fluids, then it's going to have a higher presence in the blood. Now, many of you know that I'm helping to create a National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through September 10th, working with American Red Cross, working with United Blood Services and blood banks throughout the country. And the one thing we are fighting are fears that people have of to donate blood. Like, well, I don't know if I have Zika. I don't know if I have, there's been recommendations that if you have traveled to a Zika endemic country, to hold off donating blood for at least a month. Okay? I'm waiting 2 full months just to be on the safe side, and I'm going to be donating during blood donation week. But that's already been putting off regular donations. That's already been a huge obstacle. So, I mean, the best thing is to, you know, eventually, you know, figure out a way where we can make blood, but we can't. You can't make blood. You can't synthesize blood. It won't happen. Won't happen at all. So, scary stuff. Also, let me see. We have some other news. Texas state, health officials on Monday reported what appears to be the first case of Zika infection traveling across state lines. A resident of that state who visited Miami recently has tested positive for the virus. So what's the significance of that? Well, it's a state line. Okay, transmission. You know, the reason why that stands out is all of the travel-related cases had been, they traveled out of the country and came back to the state, whether it was California, Florida, Texas. This is unique because somebody went out of state, went back, so now it's interstate. You see, Puerto Rico, they got 10,600 cases right now, 1,000 are pregnant women. We'll keep you guys posted on what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back was a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hey guys.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Brian writes, this is an interesting email, and thank you for sending these. Guys, thank you so much. I know many times my show does not play live, and I really wish I could talk to you because it's really hard to get the whole scope of what you're asking, but you know, I'll take any questions you have, whether it's email. You can always email us at drdahlia.com on our website. He writes, Doc, I've been having chest pain and am without insurance. It's been going on a while, so I don't want to stroll into an emergency room and get a $20,000 bill. He says, I'm thinking about purchasing insurance through the exchange, and if I can manage it, get the workup within the first month. It's $1,100 a month, so realistically, can I get all my heart and lung testing in a month and then cancel the policy? Thank you for not judging. You know, I haven't been too judgmental, have I? Yeah, I want to start being more judgmental. I think it's kind of funny. In this particular case, though, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're having chest pain. I don't know when the exchanges open up. Is it, what, September 1st, October 1st? I got to look up the date. If you're having chest pain, I got to tell you, no. You can't wait to purchase insurance or to wait. I mean, if you're having chest pain, you got to get it checked out. Okay? So that's my first piece of advice. Okay, and again, I'm not judging you. It's just, I mean, I just don't know how long you could wait. And you're assuming once you get insurance, you're going to be able to get in with the doctor right away or the medical provider. So if you're having chest pain, get it checked out. And I got to tell you something, okay? You know, I mean, getting it checked out, it doesn't necessarily have to be heart attack. You know, it could be something else, like with the lungs, or it could be gastroesophageal reflex. It could be musculoskeletal, but at least get a baseline EKG. And if you're contemplating, you know, spending $1,100 a month for insurance, if you could spend a couple hundred dollars going into an urgent care to at least get an EKG and get checked out, okay, you just don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. So first and foremost, get it checked out, okay? Now, let's say you have been checked out, okay? And, you know, the doctor says, look, you really need a good cardiac workup. So now you're here contemplating, okay, do I get the insurance? You try to get everything done within the first month and then drop the insurance. I don't know if you can. I am sure a lot of insurance companies are pretty, you know, already like, you know, keyed in on that. For me as a physician, when patients did that, they did get away with it, and it was kind of frustrating because they had the insurance, they purchased the insurance, and then they're in their second month. Remember with the Obamacare exchanges, you didn't have to pay until the end? I forget what happened. It was something really stupid. Such that they had the insurance, they saw me, and they would ask for the works, and then all of a sudden, we would find out from the insurance company that the patient was termed, they never paid the premiums. And then here you are, you saw them for free. And so I think a lot of insurance companies, what the insurance companies have been doing is that they aren't taking the loss. They're just saying, sorry, we're not paying. The patient never paid us. So any of you that did services, you're not getting paid. So if an insurance company does still have that loophole where you could technically take the insurance, and then you could just stop paying while you have, you know, pseudo coverage. That it's a, and look, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. I mean, I understand. $1,100 is a month. A month is a lot. So, you know, you're looking, you know, at, oh my gosh, you know, do I do this for 100? Do I do this for 12 months? You know, or can I get all my workup done and then cancel it? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you'll be able to get all your workup done in 1 month. I don't think so. You know, I mean, especially if this was Canada, or if we later start, you know, having a socialized medicine type system. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get your insurance and you're going to make a call. If you do get your insurance, I recommend try to make the appointment a few weeks prior to your getting the card in your hand, and then make sure that if you don't get your card, you cancel the appointment so you don't get any fees. But what I would do is, you know, call ahead. So, like, let's say you're going to have insurance
Well, wait a second. Even with the exchange, you want to begin insurance January 1. So, and again, please get your heart checked out now. So let's say January 1, you think you're going to have insurance. I would, in November or December, start making that appointment. Because many physicians have a 3-month, 4-month wait, depending on where you live. Some of us can get you in same day, some not. So now, okay, well, there's the holidays. There's January 1, there's January 2, depending on when the Monday comes. So I have no idea when the doctor will be back in the office. And my guess is you're not going to be, on the first patient of the year. So let's say they go, you know what, we have an opening January 21st. So we'll get you in January 21st. You're already 21 days into that 1 month of insurance. So then they take a look at you and they go, okay, well, you have chest pain, so, let's do an EKG. I'm going to order a chest x-ray. We're going to order some blood work. Come back. We'll do the EKG. As long as the EKG looks stable, we'll have you come back in a couple weeks. So you go up to the front desk. EKG looks stable, but you need to get your blood work done. You need to get the x-ray. So the receptionist up front says, okay, we're going to have you follow up February 10th. That should be plenty of time for you to get all your tests done. Now, I'll get my test done today. Put me in sooner. February 10th is the soonest available. So now you're already in the second month. Now everything comes back, and it looks like you have prediabetes, looks like you have high cholesterol, and you still haven't had a chance to see the cardiologist. So now you get in with the cardiologist. The cardiologist may get you in quicker, by the end of February. So now you see the cardiologist end of February, and he has to do some tests. Then you have to follow up in March. And let's say one of the tests is a little bit off. You're not going to get it done in 1 month. And so it's frustrating. This is an example. This is an exact example of underinsured. Somebody has, and by the way, I would have loved in this email you to tell me what your deductible was. I got to tell you, so if you have an $1,100 a month, plan, and your deductible is $15,000, I wonder how much you'd be paying as a cash patient. There's some offices where they'll see you for $50 to $75. There's some urgent cares. Urgent cares are going to be more expensive. During the recession, we were $50, and then the EKG was $25 to $50. And lab would give you their own discount, et cetera. And then the cardiologist may be able to see you for about $200. Some of those tests they would probably be able to knock down to $500. And again, that was best case scenario. Now it's different because obviously, you can't live on those. A lot of the $50 prices, you can't live on those. You can't pay your staff, et cetera. But, there are some ways, with cash discounts, et cetera, to make it work. There's a lot of women that don't have insurance for and they're contemplating pregnancy. Well, many states do have a baby or baby program where they will help pay for the basic maternal care and basic needs for the baby. So there are some programs in the state. I mean, I'm almost wondering if you should look at Medicaid. And if you don't qualify for Medicaid, you may want to look at you can't wait till January at this point, and then see what the cash discounts are. And there are cash discounts. We talked about this. Many people, pay less they pay more when they have insurance and less when they have cash. Although in some cases you're paying more with cash because you're trying to cover up what the crappy insurance is paying. Yeah, guys, when it comes to chest pain, you just can't wait. And this is horrible. We are underinsured. So I don't know. If socialized medicine is the answer. If we were in a socialized system, would Brad be able to get in, with the doctor quickly? How would that work? Would he still have a 3-month wait? And then would he have to be going to an emergency room anyway? Are our emergency rooms ready? Are our emergency rooms prepared for something like that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Rebel. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.